Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1328. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbanan Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blim, Basra Moshe, and the Rafur Shalem Raful Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, a Merakid sifting. Okay, we're just going through a few interesting cases, important cases, which come up constantly. We are sort of like in the middle of the last, we've been talking about drinks and liquids. And we're in the last step, meaning the first type of liquid we said that's undrinkable, can't be strained out. The second type was asumid rabbanon, which was drinkable possibly by certain people if they needed. The last type of drink we said in general, which is the regular standard type of drinks, water, whatever the case is, or any other type of drink that the average person drinks. So those are some cases that we are trying to go through, which we said in general was if somebody strains it out a little bit, okay, it's fine, as long as the person is not extremely sensitive. And in other words, they would not drink that no matter what. So another couple of cases, we're just going through various different cases in this last category, which is where most of the shilas, most of the questions come up in this last category. So we spoke about last share reference to straining large items from liquid. It's just another example. Brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home. Many of the Borer shilas are found in the Sefer Shabbos kitchen, but the Sefer Shabbos Home actually has the malach of sifting merakid in the Shabbos Home and not in the Shabbos kitchen. In the old edition, in the new edition, he goes through all the various different malachas that pertain to the kitchen per se. So we're just reading out of the older one on page 317, the Sefer Shabbos Home. So in conjunction with that, which we said, we spoke about last year with straining out the large items, that is, he says that if a liquid containing a few large pieces, like we said, of fruit, let's say it has pieces of fruit. Last time we spoke about other items, but let's say sometimes you have large pieces of lemon or even other fruits. I guess there's various different type of drinks. A large drink that's in a pitcher that might even have fruit or pieces of fruit or large, but the large pieces. That's the point over there. The large pieces. So he says, if a liquid containing a few large pieces of fruit. The pieces are clearly visible and distinct and are not halachically considered to be mixed with the liquid. That's what we spoke about last time. Last time we spoke about the pieces of lemon. So now it's just it's basically the same concept, but it's fruit or pieces of fruit. So Lemaisa, said that's what he says. That's the bottom line, because there's no mixture. So since there's no mixture, because they're large pieces, because there's no mixture, one is permitted to pour this liquid from a pitcher whose spout prevents the fruits from escaping, right? And even to use a sieve or strainer to remove the fruit from the liquid. So again, the bottom line is over here, it's large items. If it's small items in a liquid, then it's problematic, obviously. Now, he goes on to say a very simple thing, which is what we spoke about in Barer, also in reference to a regular sink filter. If somebody has a regular sink filter, whatever, the easy filters, whatever, all those sink filters that are on the faucet. We spoke about under the sink could be a little bit easier to say for Eitzer Halach is brought down, but let's say the regular sink faucets whereby people put in the filters. So if it's a general faucet, whatever, general filter, and people, whatever, they drink the water, they don't drink the water, they drink it anyways, and they just have the filter as a little extra protection, if you want to say so, then that's fine. But the problem is, if somebody would not drink the water unless it's filtered, then that's a problem. Then they fall under the category of quote-unquote sensitive, sensitive, like an istinus, even though they're not, they just don't drink that water, fine, it's no problem, but now you can't put a filter over there and put on the water and drink that water, and bedafka, you want it filtered and you wouldn't drink the water otherwise, that is not allowed to be done. It's a real case of merakid or borer, whichever way you want to slice it and dice it, but be it as it may, you're dealing with the real deraisa. Now, if there's a filter in the sink, if somebody, let's say, has a filter in the sink, in the faucet, again, we're talking about on the top of the tip of the faucet, I'm not talking about the ones underneath now, that's a different story, that's a little bit easier, say for Israel, Allah has brought down, but lemaisa, if somebody's, let's say, just washing dishes, a dish that they need for Shabbos, obviously, you can't wash dishes after Shabbos, but I need certain dishes preparations for Shabbos, so to use that water is fine, right? Somebody wants to wash their hands, using that water is fine. You'll say, what do you mean? There's a filter in there. There's no problem if there's a filter in there if you're washing your hands. It doesn't make a difference, filter there, not filter there. You just want to wash your hands, right? You just want to wash the dishes. That is nothing, it's not negated to anything. The question is the drinking. That's where the question comes up. So just to read from the... just to read from the Sefer, again, Shabbos Home. And he actually wrote this before the whole thing with the filters and so on, but plain and simple, this is the halacha. He says like this, one is in reference to a filter on the faucet. One is permitted to use a water filter attached to the faucet on a sink, since most people would drink, if that's the case, since most people would drink unfiltered tap water, despite the small impurities in the water that the water may contain. The malacha of sifting would not apply. On a regular average, as long as the, you know, people are going to drink it the way it is, and no problem. Or the, you know, in this house, let's say everybody drinks the water, whatever, you want to have a little extra protection, you put on a filter, whatever, that's not a problem. However, the problem is, like he says, however, a person who is sensitive to even these minor impurities, let's say the question of the shrutzim, the bugs, or whatever the case is, and the person, bechlal, they hold like those, they're not just not going to drink the water. They don't drink unfiltered water, as they say. Nowadays, everybody, right, there are people, many people who won't drink unfiltered water. So, however, a person who is sensitive to even these minor impurities, whatever the case might be, you know, in conjunction with all those halachas, which what's been going on for quite a number of years now. So, however, a person who is sensitive and to even these minor impurities and would not drink the tap water without filtering it, the tap water out, whatever the case is, whether it's the shrutzim, the bugs, or bechlal, they just won't drink it, let's say, bechlal, because the whatever's in it, and it's nothing bad, the regular people drink it, but I'm not drinking it no matter what. I don't drink water unless it's filtered, so then that's a problem. So such a person may not use such a filter on Shabbos. That's straight up. For him, they would have a din of an istanist. They would have a din of a sensitive person. For this person, the use of the this type of a filter would be forbidden. Is a forbidden act of sifting merakade on Shabbos. So it's a very important thing to keep in mind. Now, again, we're not talking about this, the sink filter whereby you pour. We spoke about a few shiurim ago whereby one pours water down the sink. That's no problem. That's fine. We spoke about the sink drain, if you want to call it. We're talking about simply on the faucet, the regular filter on the faucet. I said easy filter, but people should understand. But the regular filter on the faucet, so that's the bottom line. If it's something whereby people, we drink it and that's it. We drink water. We have no problem drinking water. So you want to have a filter there, whatever, a little extra, it's fine. If somebody wants to use washing hands, somebody wants to, whatever, clean a dish if they have to use it on Shabbos, whatever, that's all fine. But if it's a case in time or a person or a family, or whatever, that Bechlal does not drink water unless it's filtered, right? We don't drink unfiltered water. So then using a filter on Shabbos, the sink, the faucet, the one on the tip of the faucet would not be allowed to be used in such a case for drinking water. Now, those same people could use it for washing the hands or washing a dish, even though somebody will say, well, I'm makbid, I don't drink water unfiltered. No problem. But you want to wash your hands, that's no problem. What's wrong? So even such a person could use it then. But it's just a question of the drinking whereby it will be a problem. Thank you for listening.